Good morning, all. Jesus' authority, it's most remarkable. But what does authority mean? The power or right to give orders, that's a definition, make decisions and enforce obedience. I'll say that again. The power or right to give orders, make decisions and enforce obedience. Before Jesus was given authority, he needed to know what it's like to be under authority. And he was under the authority of his parents and of God, his Father. As a child in Luke chapter 2, it says, Jesus was obedient to his parents and he grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. We need to know what it's like to be under authority before we are given authority. The example of the centurion in Matthew chapter 8 is one that Jesus emphasizes quite strongly. And I'll read it now. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? And the centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And this one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly, I tell you, I have never found anyone in the whole of Israel with such great faith. Now, he is a man, the centurion, that knows what it's like to have authority, and now he recognizes authority in someone else. That is Jesus. When he says, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. Jesus commends him for his faith. The faith he displayed is the faith in Jesus' authority. As he says, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Now, Jesus was given the full measure of authority, both in the physical and the spiritual realms. John the Baptist said in John chapter 3, for the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit, without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. Later on, Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So Jesus, as Tanya said to the children, Jesus had authority over demons. He had authority over the wind, over the seas, over the waves, over sickness, over limbs. He had authority over all things, both physical and spiritual. Now, Jesus is given authority, yet he only obeyed his Father's commands. I'll say that again because it's really important. Jesus was given authority, yet he only obeyed his Father's commands. And he says in John chapter 12, I do not speak on my own authority. The Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it. The Father has commanded me what to say and how to say it. In John chapter 14, two chapters later, he says also, the words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves, the miracles. It was the power of the Father working in him that all miracles took place. In other words, it was the kingdom of God coming in power. Many times in Scripture, Jesus was moved with love and compassion before healing and miracles occurred or took place. It was the Father that was moving in him that the healings and miracles came about. Now, Jesus prepares us, you and me, as ambassadors for him as our King. And just before Jesus was crucified, he said to his disciples, and this is in the contemporary version, English version, but it says it really clearly. But I tell you, I am going to do what is best for you. Because they were grieved that he was going to be crucified. This is why I am going away. The Holy Spirit cannot come to help you until I leave. But after I am gone, I will send the Spirit to you. Jesus also said to them, when the Spirit comes, he will teach you all things. That's everything, all things. And he will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Now, Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us right now. And the person of the Holy Spirit dwells in us just as the Father dwelt in Jesus. Jesus gives us authority in his name, which you've just been read by Jean in Luke chapter 10. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Now, what does it mean for us to have this authority? Jesus has given us this authority, but what does it mean? Well, you pray with greater confidence and faith. You pray according to the Holy Spirit who leads you, who teaches you all things. If we really believe this, we can do what Jesus did. And that's big. And then Jesus said, we can do even greater things than he did. That's even bigger. Raise the dead and even greater things than those. But it takes time and practice to learn to be led only by the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to confess something that I usually learn when I make mistakes. I don't know whether you do too, but I definitely have. And I remember on this occasion, a number of years ago, Sue and I, the Holy Spirit was teaching us how to set captives free. Those people were bound up and that they were spiritually captive. And the Holy Spirit was teaching us what he wanted us to do. And we were seeing incredible miracles take place because the power of God was setting these people free from demonic influences. And this happened time and time again. And we were listening and the Holy Spirit said, this is the spirit there and it's caused this and this is what you need to do. And we just be obedient to what the Holy Spirit commanded us to do. But then I thought, oh, I know how God does all this. I know I'll just tick all the boxes and we'll just do it my way. Because I've seen how God works and I started to get cocky, okay? So a person came in and I did the process, ticked all the boxes. They confessed their sins, they repented, they renounced. We bound the spirits and we command them to go out. And I'm commanding these spirits to leave this particular person. And nothing's happening. Silence. And I thought, maybe I need to ramp up the volume a bit. Maybe they're a bit harder hearing these evil spirits. So I spoke more firmly and a bit louder. Nothing happened. Now, this is getting a bit embarrassing because nothing is happening. So I get down on my knees, my head touches the carpet, and I say, God, help me. And you know, so clearly the Holy Spirit said, are you prepared to listen to me now? Are you prepared to listen to me now? You've tried to do it in your own strength. You've ticked all the boxes that you think are appropriate. And suddenly I remembered when God spoke to Isaiah in chapter 55. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. No sooner did I listen and obey the commands of the Holy Spirit then, and then the power came. And then the prisoner was set free. And what rejoicing that is. So my lesson was a real wake-up call that we are dependent on the Holy Spirit and Him alone and not our own thinking. It's listening to Him and obeying, for there is no other way. Let us pray. Lord, you have set us apart for you as your ambassadors to do your will. Your word says, submit to God, resist the devil and he will flee. Draw near to you and you will draw near to us. We long to draw near to you and to hear your voice and obey your commands. Forgive us where we have tried to do things in our own strength and not listened and obeyed you. In Jesus' name, amen.